you know all the verses. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, I don't know how to start and where to start except Jesus.
Amen.
You know, just imagine if we can't call on the Lord. If I told you this whole year you cannot call on the Lord, what would you do?
I'd die.
Right. So the enemies, you have to realize, in Romans 10:12, what does it say? Okay.
The same Lord is Lord of all, and rich to all who call upon him.
Rich to who?
All
who call. Okay. When Paul was persecuting the Christians, who did he catch? Did he catch those carrying the Bibles only? Or have a bumper sticker? Why is it that when he was persecuting the Lord and the church, he would call these people? He would catch these. He'd just go around like this. Listen. Oh, Jake. Let's get him. He's a threat. Why? You know, the whole process trying God, right? God in eternity, what happened to him? Did he stay there and say, I'm happy? He came down, right? Because we're here, down. Some of you were walking here, right? Some of us were down here, underground. Jake and I were underground. So he had to come and what? Die on the cross, resurrected, and became the what? That big fat body, that must be me. I better exercise a little bit more. So don't mind if I exercise physically too. So when you call, the Spirit gets into our spirit. Okay. It's not a thing we just do. Right. When we call, the Lord is what?
Rich.
Show me another verse in the Bible that says that. How else will you be rich? Crawling on your knees? Show me a verse. And we'll do that verse too. The Lord of all is rich. How rich is the Lord? How rich? In the Spirit, we have what? God, right? God was embodied in Christ. You have divinity. What else? Humanity. What else? In his human living, what did he have? Patience. Love. What else? No bum out. How many get bum out? Right? In him, there's no bum out. What else? What else? You name every problem, he has the solution. Peace, right? What else?
Joy.
What else?
Life.
Life, right. What else?
Light.
What else? You name it, he is. The Lord of all is rich. He's rich.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, he's not poor.
Right.
When you call, The riches come.
Amen. Amen.
That's why Stephen, I mean, they were stoning him. What if I grab some stones, we front row brothers here, grab some stones and decide to stone you? What would you do? Ouch! What was Stephen doing? And there it says he called with a loud voice. He's filled in the Spirit, looking up intently at Jesus and calling. You think he cared what people think about him? Look at this crazy guy calling on the Lord. He was drinking in the riches.
Amen.
His greatest fear, what he would lose the love toward his enemies. He did not want to hate them because he knew Christ loved man. So while he was being stoned, Lord Jesus, looking, drinking, that Christ who could forgive. How about that? Don't you love such a one?
Amen.
Paul was there. Kill him, kill him. Don't you think he was touched? He was persecuting those who was one with the triune God. How do you get one? God made it so simple. Lord Jesus. I coming in my car, and what do? Right? I don't have time when these thoughts come, these feelings come, that not of the Lord. Lord Jesus, you're rich to me. Lord Jesus. So when he got saved, right? Okay, let's look at Paul. Acts chapter 8. Okay, let's read first what he saw in Stephen. I like this verse. 54 to 60. Let's read section by section. Release your spirit. And the rest say, Amen. What is amen?
I agree.
I agree.
Amen. In the name of the Lord.
Wow. Amen.
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 Where's that verse?
In Revelation chapter
3, verse 14. Remember that verse. When you say amen, you're calling on the Lord.
Amen.
So somebody says, don't say amen. He says, sorry, I'm addicted.
Right.
This heavenly addiction
Amen.
Will not be cured.
Right.
I'm incurable.
Right.
If you say Jesus, I have to say Amen.
Amen.
I love Jesus.
Amen.
Now, okay, I'll say that again, and don't say Amen. I love Jesus. Is this the suffering?
Huh?
Oh. Inside. Very God inside saying, Amen. So it's so normal to say Amen. You know, I begin to call on the Lord so much after I got saved. I still do. And when I did my student teaching, I forgot the word yes. I use amen. Student teacher says, I want you to do this, 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 this. Amen. They put me in one of the toughest classes. They had riots in East LA. All the windows, junior high, they painted. You can't see outside. They put me in there. I had a good time. Amen is with me.
Amen.
Before the end of the semester, I'm talking to the teacher. He says, Amen.
Amen.
Why? Amen is my teaching. Amen is with me. Who would like to read that verse? Revelation 3:14. Because all the enemies say, you always say amen, amen, amen. Right? One time is enough, right? Right at a Christmas, once a year, amen is good enough. You breathe once a year? Breathe all the time.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are on the campus, they're stoning you. What are you going to do?
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. You know the Lord loves you. One guy says, I want to hear. I said, really? I says, why? What did Jesus do to you that you're so angry? I don't know. He doesn't know. You keep talking to him. Long phrase. Remind me of me. One day, the Lord's going to get in. Okay, let's read 54 to 60. okay, let's read that first. That's why I need Jake around. You know? Between Jake and I, we can get a complete message. Okay, Jake.
The messenger of the church in Laodicea.
Yeah, right.
These things says the Amen.
This thing says the what?
Amen. The beginning of the creation of God.
The beginning of what?
The creation of God.
Amen. This is Christ. Our very amen.
Right. The faithful and true witness.
You want to be faithful? Just amen his word. Laodicea was lukewarm. You want to get out of lukewarm? Just say amen, Lord.
Amen.
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 I love you. Amen.
Amen.
No more lukewarmness.
That's right.
He's the cure to lukewarmness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
In the morning, I like to say amen.
Right.
Wife says this morning, what do you like for breakfast? Inside. I want to say steak and eggs. Inside, whatever you want, you just cook. And when it comes, amen. Tasty mush, amen. Good for my health, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's read from 54 to 60.
Now, as they heard these things, they were exasperated and gnashed their teeth at him. But being full of the Holy Spirit, he looked intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said,
Behold, I see heavens open, and the Son of Man at the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice, and covered their ears, and rushed upon him with one accord. And they threw him outside the city,
and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man
called Saul, and stoned Stephen, as he called upon the Lord, and said,
Lord Jesus,
receive my spirit. And kneeling down, he cried with a loud, with a what?
Loud
loud voice.
Did he whisper?
No.
Right out.
Did he work with the beads? Did he try to be something? He's drinking.
Amen.
Looking at the Lord.
Amen.
With a loud voice saying, Lord!
Lord!
Receive my spirit!
Amen.
The most crucial part is your spirit.
Amen.
Don't think about your face. It's
going
to get wrinkled and ugly one day.
Amen.
Amen.
But your spirit.
Amen.
Is beautiful.
Amen.
After he comes back, he gives you a new body.
Amen.
This age, our spirit.
Amen.
Not your smart mind. Receive my wonderful mind. My spirit. So on the Lord, on the cross, the Lord says, Father, into your hands, I commit my spirit. He knew our spirit was precious. You get into the spot where God is. Zechariah 12:1 says what? The Lord stretched forth the heaven, laid the foundation of the earth, right? And formed the spirit within man. You know what the context of the chapter? It's the Lord's second coming. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel is your spirit. And then in the same chapter, when he comes back to Israel, they're still unbelieving. He'll come and pour out himself as the spirit of grace.
Amen.
Into their spirit.
Amen.
Our spirit and our calling. Lord Jesus, my spirit.
Amen.
Oh, my spirit.
David. Amen.
My spirit.
Amen.
When I can't find my spirit, I feel I feel lost. How many when you can't find your spirit, you don't know even how to scratch your head. And then people call on lawyer, let me walk away here. On the campus when you can't find your spirit, you don't wanna look at Jake coming up the road, right? Jake gonna say, praise the Lord, and you go, Cool. The whole age is to quench you from stopping to call. Once you stop calling, you stop breathing. Okay. What would happen if I stop? That's how you have to do with the enemy. Don't be so nice. Somebody is trying to suffocate your spirit. The Bible says the Lord of all is rich to all that call on him. This is the teaching of the Bible. Tell them I'm doing exactly what the Bible says. The Pharisees told the disciples, "Why? Why don't you wash your hands before you eat?" You know, they're hungry, you know. Sometimes it's like the brothers in the brother's house in Berkeley, right? They're hungry, right? Come back from school. Man, I'm so hungry, I'm not washing my hands. Chow time. Right? You're hungry. And he says, the Pharisee says, you and your disciples are what? Wiping out our traditions. You know what the Lord says? By your tradition, you annul the word of God. What we see today of non-calling on the Lord is a tradition.
Right.
That annuls what's in the word.
Right.
Sorry, brother, for stopping your breed here.
Right.
But it's that serious. So even while he was being stoned, Stephen pulled out the top practice.
Amen.
To show Paul. Paul, I'm going to show you something. So Paul later wrote on calling. When he was baptized, you can't be baptized until, he says what? Acts 22:16. What they told Paul. Why do you delay? Rise up.
Amen.
Be baptized.
Amen.
But while you're being baptized, what do? You just kind of roll over in the air, splash, and come up. Be baptized, what?
Calling on the Lord.
What?
Calling on the Lord.
So here was Paul persecuting the, here's a big opposer. Just imagine if Paul was persecuting, killing some Christians, taking them to Damascus, wherever. And then he got saved. And then he started calling when he'd been baptized. What would happen to us? Wow, we go crazy, right? He became a caller. So he wrote in all his epistles, it's not by a teaching, but it's because the Lord became rich to him. He's the only one that wrote that the Lord of all is rich. The church life started with the promise of Joel, that whoever calls on the name of the Lord, whoever, hallelujah, everyone whoever calls on the name of the Lord, the Spirit is poured out, shall be saved.
Amen.
The Spirit is poured out upon all flesh. Jews, Buddhists, Americans, Indians, Chinese. The Spirit has been poured out.
Amen.
You open your mouth.
Right.
You call on His name.
Amen.
You get saved.
Amen.
If you're the enemy, what would you do? Let's set up a religion.
Right.
Of something that looks so holy and quiet.
Right.
No calling.
Right.
Close your mouth.
Right.
No breathing.
Right.
And this is the history. This is why no strength today in religion, no spirit. But call. We need to be those who call. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So on the freeway, I'm Lord Jesus. Driving, Lord Jesus. What else would I do on the freeway? Huh? Listen to the good news on the radio? Huh? Listen to the music they have today. Jesus, drive with me. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, how about giving me a kiss this morning, Lord? The Bible says, kiss the Son. Did you ever kiss the Son in the morning?
Amen.
Lord Jesus. First thing you get up, Lord Jesus, I give you a big kiss.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. For those who don't believe then, let's turn to Philippians 2. Okay. I want everyone to read this. Okay. 2:9-11. Okay, from 8. Let's. Okay, brothers, first verse. Okay, brothers, you exercise your spirit, and sisters, remember the amen. Okay, practice. Sisters, I want to hear your amen. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, good. Right in the middle of the campus, what?
Amen.
If I said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Ooh, that sounds so sweet. I'll prove it to you. Okay, brothers, will you say?
Amen.
Okay, you follow the sisters. Okay, when the sisters read, what would you say?
Amen.
Good. Again.
Amen.
Okay, read. Verse 1, sisters. Verse 8. And?
He found his fashion as a man.
Amen.
He humbled himself.
Amen.
Becoming obedient even unto death.
Amen.
And that the death of a cross.
Amen.
Through
Therefore also God highly exalted him.
Amen.
And bestowed upon
him
above
every name.
Name above what?
Every name.
Call on his name and it'll be above your name. When you can't call, that means your name is still above his to you. When it's above, it means you take his name. We care so much about our own face. Right? How about taking his name?
Amen.
Which is above every name.
Amen.
Okay? Verse 10. Who's on? Sisters? That?
Amen.
Every what?
Those
who are
in heaven and
on earth. Amen. Okay. That in the name of Jesus.
Every knee shall bow.
How many knees?
Every knee.
Every?
Yes. Amen.
Clinton?
Amen.
Satan?
Amen.
If he has a knee by then. Every knee. Every knee shall bow. What school do you go to? And then what else do you do? And everyone? Every mind will think. Every what?
Tongue.
Shall openly confess that what?
Jesus Christ is Lord.
When you get on your knee and you call on the Lord, what happens? It's a glory to God the Father. You want to give glory to God the Father?
Amen.
Get on your knees. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Every morning.
Amen.
Make the Father happy. You know, we're proud people, right? Are they humble people at Berkeley? To get your professors on their knees and say, Jesus Christ is Lord. How much will it take? It will happen. All right? Where will it happen? Things, what? Of those who are what? Who? Who are those? Every knee. Those in where? What else? And where else? The whole universe. The whole universe is going to get on their knees. And I'm beginning right now.
Amen.
We're starting this trend, this life trend of getting everyone on their knees. You couldn't get this man on his knees for anything. But when I touch the Lord, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
How about you get all on your knees?
Amen.
The Bible says,
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Very good. Very good.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
How that feel? This give glory to God the Father.
Amen.
One day, I don't know when, you're going to walk on the Berkeley campus and everyone will be on their knees.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to teach them.
Right.
You will teach them how to call on the Lord.
Amen.
And some of us who hate Satan and the evil angels so much will go down there in Hades Get on your knees, you snake. How dare you hate the one I love? He defeated you on the cross. Get on your knees. Now confess that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
So then he confessed. We go, boom! Right in the lake of fire.
Amen. Amen.
Things in the heaven, things on the earth, things under the earth. I am doing the most, when you call on the Lord, it's the most highest thing you can do. It gives glory to God the Father. Do you want to give God the glory?
Amen.
Get on your knees.
Amen.
In the car, I give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
And I didn't turn my radio on. Have you heard any good news on the radio?
No.
One of my cars, praise the Lord, I says, man, I got to fix the radio. The Lord says, don't fix it. No need to fix it. I'm the good news.
Right.
My other one still worked. May I have to break it? But every time I call on the Lord, it's been about 3 months now. I sometimes used to like to listen to news. One day, picked up a brother at the airport. I just wanted to turn on the news. My finger won't work. And so I said, you don't need that. Turn it off. Just call on me.
Amen.
Just listen to the heavenly news.
Amen.
God's economy.
Amen.
Became a man.
Amen.
Died on the cross.
Amen.
Rose and became the life-giving spirit. Drink me.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Everybody else listening. No good news. Now, I'm not telling you for to do that, but if you do that, I will be happy. Okay. How many would like to see Philippians 2, 9 to 11 fulfilled?
Amen.
Would you like to see your professors on their knees?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Get on your knees, sir. And call on the Lord with me. You will enjoy the riches of the universe. Okay, how many got their booklets? Let's read Isaiah 12, 2 to 4. Somebody have the Bible, the Old Testament? I mean 4 to 6, I'm sorry. Could somebody read that? Strong Spirit, Isaiah 12, right? 2 to 6, okay?
Behold, God is my salvation.
Amen.
I will trust.
Amen.
And not be afraid.
Amen.
For the Lord Jehovah is my strength.
Amen.
And my song.
Amen.
He is also become my
salvation. Amen.
Therefore, with joy.
With what? With joy!
Amen. Shall we draw water?
Amen.
Out of the well
of salvation.
Amen. And in that day shall you
say, praise the Lord. In the day what shall you say?
Praise the Lord.
What else?
Call the Lord in vain.
Declare.
Declare his doings among the people.
Is that all? His name is exalted.
Amen.
Cry out.
Cry out and shout.
Cry out.
Amen.
Cry out and shout.
Shout.
Amen.
Oh!
For great is the
Holy One
of Israel
in the midst of thee. I like Isaiah. The kings all failed. The prophets were used to strengthen. They were the overcomers. Why do you think Isaiah was an overcomer? He drank. He was a drinker.
Amen.
Start drinking, he said. When you start drinking the Lord, he says, oh. A child shall be born to us. A son shall be given. His name shall be called Wonderful.
Right.
Counselor.
Amen.
The Mighty God.
Amen.
The Eternal Father.
Amen.
When you start drinking, you see things.
Wow.
Nobody understood what he's talking about. This little baby is the Mighty God. Jim, your father, when he first met me, came to my house, he didn't believe anything. Smart young man from Berkeley came to my house, cigarette in his mouth. He just looked me in the eye like that. I got him for hospitality. How are you going to change a man like that? I knew your father before you knew him. He was sick of religion. He got so discouraged. So somehow that night, we called on the Lord a little bit. But we call him the Lord. He looks at me. I said, Jesus is Lord. I said, fine. I know the Lord is working. Then, in the meeting, somebody read this verse. Let's turn to Psalm 47. Okay, sisters, read this. And brothers, you do exactly what they read. This is the Bible. You do what the word reads. Sisters, read it. 47:1.
Oh, bless your hand.
And what? Sir, if I cannot speak from the Bible, I must drop from your class. You make the decision. And I got my x-ray eyes right into his eyes. This is your class. I will not do something that's against you. You make the decision. He says, wait, I'm a Catholic. I'm a Catholic. I says, good. And he says, what will you speak on? And fused him for 2 hours straight. He says, interesting. Come back again. Second time, and fuse again. Pretty soon, he's calling on the Lord with me. And then he says, why don't you speak to the class some more like that? I went in there and spoke on the Lord. Tree of life and tree of knowledge, enjoying the Lord. Who was king? I felt like king over the campus. We owned it. And that big, that riot that came down from Berkeley, touched our campus, and they began to march around and this and that, and they come to rooms and drag everybody out, and we're in a room, 10 of us, and we said, let them in, we'll tackle them. They came in the door, and the guy says, don't go in there, don't go in there, don't go in there. They're afraid of us. They go in there, they'll never come out. We'll deliver them from hell. Then they were downstairs the following day, about 1,000 people. Yeah, strike now, this and that. Breathing, threatenings and everything. I said, brothers, this is our campus, not theirs. Let's go surround that thing. Soon as the speaker stops, we'll shout, Jesus is Lord, 5 times. All 10 of us. The Bible says one will chase 1,000. We'll get more than one. 10 of us. Sounded. And the guy was, yeah, let's go, let's go, let's strike, let's do this. Soon as the guy stopped speaking, they're in a fever. And there's a place that we ride around. Soon as he stopped, Jesus is Lord!
Amen.
Jesus is Lord!
Amen.
Everybody around. That thing just died. It's our campus. You say this kind of power, this kind of power, we have divine power.
Amen.
By calling. Calling. Keep calling. Keep calling. Keep calling. Keep calling.
Jesus.
Keep calling.
Jesus.
Keep drinking.
Jesus.
Keep drinking.
Jesus.
Keep calling.
Jesus.
Keep calling.
Jesus.
Keep drinking.
Jesus.
Keep drinking.
Jesus.
Keep calling.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. As usual, I went over, so you take your break. Don't stop breathing. And please, I didn't want to share about the things of myself, but I want to tell you, 1968, I came into the church. 1967, calling on the Lord was recovered. I am a child of recovered. I came into church life when it was the peak on calling on the Lord. I've been blessed.
Amen.
So I want to make sure you get it.
Amen.
Amen.
Everywhere we called. I get stories. You know, we were in a rough area. You know Korean town where they had the riots? That's where the hall was. Old buildings. 200 of us lived right around there. One time at 12 o'clock at night, we're fellowshipping with a new one. And it's a rough area. Police comes. Guy comes around slowly. He sees us. He gets his mic. He says, praise the Lord. He sees us. He says, they drive through there just to get comfort. It's like heaven. So the police driving around. 12 at night, you know, we're talking to a new one. No problem. They don't chase us off. Praise the Lord. Even affects the police. Change our life. It doesn't mean we get, you know, and then it changes our conscience, our daily life. All the dark things leave us. Because you drink the triune God. Divinity, his humanity, his love, light, joy is all in this drink. And now Paul could say, no man can say, Lord Jesus, but in the Holy Spirit. We're baptized by one Spirit into all, into one body, and we're all given to drink of one Spirit. So the Spirit and the bride is now preaching, come and drink. Come and drink. The message of this age. Drink the process, triune God.
Amen.
Consummated Now, as the Spirit sevenfold intensified for us to drink, then out of our being rivers of living water. And I'm saying, I'm not saying I'm right where I should be, but I know I'm not what I should be according to the Bible. I should call much more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Amen. So sorry, I was too long. But I got only one shot on you on this. So I want to make it just to see you called, brother. Makes me the joy.
Amen.
You know what? Can I give you another verse? Huh? Oh, sorry. Just leave it there. That's okay. Psalm 89:15-16. Could some stand up and read it?
Joyful sound.
A what?
Joyful sound.
Okay. What's that joyful sound? Continue.
They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance.
First you have blessed the people that know the joyful sound. Right. Then they shall walk. You begin to listen to this joyful sound, your walk will change. Then what?
In the light of all the day.
In thy what?
In thy name.
Shall they
rejoice all the day.
And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. The joyful sound is his name. What's the best way to hear his name? Right? Because a joyful sound. You hear the saints, you're happy, right? I'm so happy when I hear the saints. New ones call. Oh. Make my spirit, when I see the new one call, my spirit goes, got another one drinking, hallelujah, got all the new ones drinking.
Amen.
Joyful sound.
Amen.
They shall walk.
Right.
And how do we hear when nobody's around? We call.
Yeah.
So, well, there's no joyful sound. Lord Jesus,
Jesus,
you're the first one that hears. And you will walk in the light of
God.
It will change you. Okay?
Amen.
Sorry, took all your time.